This episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
The following program may contain mature subject matter. Viewer discretion is advised.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going to start and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroeder,
Josh!
And Rob Speedwack.
Oh, Rob.
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Where did the only the beginning come from? What is that?
You know what? That is something that I just found as I was prowling around my computer, but I like it. I like the smoky voice of that announcer.
It's only the beginning. Yes. In a world where
a little Lon Fontaine-y.
Men consume 15 packs of Territon cigarettes a day. In a world. We used to call them Billy Big Voice guys. Yeah. They were all over the radio. Some of them still do it. Most of them are dead, Dom. D-E-A-D, dead.
I'm glad we still have our William Big Voice.
Oh, he'll live forever. He'll outlive us.
Yeah, he will.
And you use other guys too, right? Other generated robots for.
Oh yeah, we've done robotic stuff too. The hard thing is, you know what? If you really want to know the hardest thing in broadcasting is getting a robot to say Sroka. That's tough.
Oh, yeah, much harder than O'Mara.
Well, I suppose you're right, because I write my name, if I want it to be said by an announcer, I write it M-E-R-R-A, and it never misses. But
you're sensitive.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Josh, go.
For AI, you got to write S-I-R space R-O-K-A.
I would say S-U-G-H-R-O-W-K-A. And put a hyphen in between the su, the ro, and the ka.
I think when I did that, there was...
it would go su, ro, ka.
Yeah, there was too much when I did that, I think. I think what I ended up doing was like S-S-S-R-R-O-K-U-H.
Okay.
Sir Roka. Right. And, you know, Josh, Mike is sensitive because he had to spend a long time on the air with a professional jingle sing that mispronounced his name.
Oh, Did we end up keeping him? Because Dom was like, no big deal, right?
Yeah, that to me...
Of course, no big deal to him.
You know? That to me is like a heartbreaking story. It truly, truly is. Because, you know, I was in the biz a long time before I got a name shout or anything like that. And I had to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a real, at least back in the day, it was a moment when you get to hear singer.
I'd have lots of them before that, so it wasn't that big a deal. But it was still the idea of, what are you uptight about? I remember that. That was, that's a real flashback.
On one batch of them, they let me actually patch in on a phone to listen to the session, which was really cool because it was... a six voice group that they double tracked. So it was like doing 12 voices and they tried to sing O'Mara. And I said, no, O'Mara, you got to sing O'Mara, which was neat because like you're kind of in control of 12 voices.
Now with our incredible technology, we're not going to be able to hear the guys here, but I have to call my wife briefly just to find out what exactly happened today. So let's just see.
What happened?
Well, she's like a prank call. Hi, the guys can't hear you. You're on with me, but Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Oh, wait, you'll be able to hear me now. Hold on.
You know, we can hear her.
Can you hear me now? All right, can you hear me now?
I'm here.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Why don't you just put it on speakerphone?
Well, I don't want to. Anyway, hold on a second.
Well,
Well, no, I want to. Now you can hear me, right? You can hear me? No? All right, I should have done this earlier. Hello, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? No, now she's calling me. No, God damn it. I hate technology. Hello?
Oh, what was that?
Bless you.
Oh, my God.
Bless you.
Hi.
Can you hear me? No, you can't.
Hello?
I'm going to do this until I get it right. I apologize to our listeners.
Oh,
I can hear Rob.
This is my lack of... You can hear Rob?
I can hear you kind of like way in the background.
But you can hear Rob say something to Carla.
Hi, Carla. It was nice to hear from you last night.
Nice. Oh, there's doubling.
I can hear Rob.
Oh, how lucky.
All right. Now, what does this sound like on your end?
On my end?
Or her?
It's double.
Josh, are you doubled?
Yes.
Are you doubled, Rob?
Yeah, I can hear
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Let me do that. You're not doubled now, right, from me?
No.
Okay, good. Let me put you on speaker, Carly, because I want to ask about your situation.
You know what I should have said when we were doubled, Josh, was it's only the beginning.
And the phone's echoing. So anytime I talk, I hear myself.
Used to be able to. I used to just plug this thing in, and it would work without any problems at all. But you know, it's a process. I should do this before.
I'll spend some time.
We do it.
I'll figure it out.
I'll do it.
What's the question, Mike?
The question is, tell us about your prank call.
Okay, I'm going to kind of take the phone away from my ear because it's echoing.
Go ahead.
So somebody calls and says that they're Michael Moore. I pick it up and then...
Wait. Stop. What do you mean somebody called and said they were...
Is this Mrs. O'Mara? Okay. I said, yes, this is Carla. And they said, you're so young. Bye. And then they hung up.
Do you suppose it was the filmmaker Michael Moore?
Do you think it was the filmmaker Michael Moore? Do you think it was... do you think it was the filmmaker Michael Moore?
Mike, I can hear you now.
I know. Can you? Do you think it was the filmmaker Michael Moore that was calling to prank you?
I was hoping. That's why.
when you said it was Michael Moore, did this person say, "This is Michael Moore"?
No. What happens is now with the phone, the iPhone, it screens calls for you. So it was screening a call and it shows up saying this person's calling you. It's Michael Moore. And it was from a 75 number. So I'm like, okay, this is probably somebody because this doesn't seem like a scam. And it says it's Michael Moore. You never know. So I'm like, I'm not doing anything right now. I'll just go ahead and pick it up. So I did. And it was interesting because I first heard like a kid in the background for a split second. And he goes, Mrs. O'Mara. I said, yeah, this is Carla. He goes, you're so young. Bye.
Weird.
And then hangs up. That's
just a creep.
It is a creep.
It's upsetting is what it is.
They're out there. All right. Thank you for sharing. I love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That's weird, isn't it? It's just a little odd. And am I okay with you guys now? Yeah. I pressed a lot of buttons there, like spasmodically. Yes. So I didn't know there were
that many buttons on your mixer.
There are 2, 4, 6, 8. A total of 8 buttons, primarily on the mute and open button. You know, they have individual things
big
like
red
that.
Big candy-like buttons. Yeah. They're fun to press.
They are fun to press. Sometimes they don't always work that well. So, but that one does. Correct.
Attaboy, you heard that. That works.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I think there are a lot of creepy men out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday I dropped a girl off and she said, I'm so glad you were a nice man. Many of the drivers are creeps.
Oh, man.
I thought that was weird.
Wow. Getting into Uber for all the wrong reasons.
She said, Rob, I always pick just women because of the creeps.
Rob, I remember we were doing the podcast, the live show, I think, in New Orleans, and we got picked up by an Uber driver that was a handful. Or I don't know if you were in the car with me. It was a guy that talked politics the whole time we were in the car.
I think we spent a lot of time separated in New Orleans.
It was weird. It was just, on and on and on. And then, of course, there's the no-talk feature now. Do you have that on your... on your Uber program when you're driving for...
Is there a button for no talk?
I think on the customer's end, you can have a request...
So the customer has to...
A silent request. I heard that. I don't know whether it's true or not.
I haven't noticed. I've seen drivers, riders that just are wearing the headphones.
Right.
And I'll just... And what I do is I just say, hey, how's your day going? Mm-hmm. Or like, just finishing work? Something like that. And then that gives them the door if they want to talk or not.
Yeah. And if so, if they say, how's your day going? Fine.
Yep.
And then that's over for the entire ride.
The best talkers were always the cabbies in New York City. I remember one time a guy and I was down, like in Chinatown or Little Italy, pretty far around. And he looked at me, he says, what about you? Do you ever play the fool? And I'm like, I guess sometimes. I mean, how do you even answer that?
What about you, Mr. Man?
Do you play the fool?
Do you ever play the fool? I had back in the day when we had a car service from CBS that was used for everybody, every disc jockey, every guest of a show, everything. And they were all, at least the ones that I dealt with, were all from the Dominican Republic, and they had in New York City, because it's such a diversified market, they were every single morning when I get picked up to go and do an 11 a.m. show, they had Dominican morning shows on. And I remember they said, let me change the station. Where I said, no. I don't understand any of the language, but I love the energy, because it was
the pacing on it?
It was all, and they had all the sounds and the bells and whistles. It was so joyous, and it's the same way when you consider going to a baseball game in the World Baseball Classic, and you see the Dominican Republic taking on Puerto Rico, and you will never, ever, ever see more energy at a baseball game. And, you know, we white devils, we European Americans, we sit on our hands. I discussed that on the cruise more than anybody, where it's like, and I think like in Scandinavian countries, they might even be worse, where it's just they sit quietly and they appreciate it, but they don't. They're not exuberant when you're talking about
an
audience. They're not
vigorous.
They lack vigorousness.
Now you you have a working knowledge of Spanish to the point where you could like order a sandwich at Subway in Spanish.
Correct.
Did you understand enough of the baseball calling in foreign languages that you could follow a game by listening to a Spanish broadcast?
You know, the late Jerry Remy, who was a great color commentator for the Boston Red Sox, would say, and of course we have separate audio programming, and Jerry Remy with his Boston accent would say, "Buenos dias, amigos." and it was his thing every day that he did, and it was
pretty
the
good joke, though.
It was the SAP that's on a lot of programs, and I don't know if I could. Listen to a radio broadcast, I couldn't listen to it. I probably wouldn't be able to.
How often do they yell SO during the broadcast?
You're right, because of the Little League SO.
You're picking it up.
And I've got a couple of those parents that are going to be with me in 13U, which I am very, very excited about. And I think I inadvertently...
Didn't you transfer from 13U to American University?
I did. 13U to AU. That's what it was. But I think I inadvertently segued into something that I might be trying to avoid. Did I mention on air yesterday that we had a little problem with the mouth on the 13-year-old?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you did.
And we were talking about how to deal with that, and it carried over into this morning. And
because you indicated yesterday that you had nipped it in the bud and it was taken care of.
Well,
He's out there. He built a pitching mound. Now he's cleaning trash cans. He's just learning that language of the blue collar.
The blue collar worker.
I wish it was that simple. I take you to the batting cages earlier this morning.
Okay.
And I'm going to speak with my voice a little lower here.
Yeah.
And,
One more week left.
He's in the batting cage. 2 more weeks for me now.
No.
August 17th. And so he gets, he's pretty rough on himself when he's in there. And the mouth has been just, here, there, everywhere. The combination of what was said yesterday, which my father would not have tolerated, and what happened today was, I didn't feel that my messaging about saying, using profanity around his mom, I didn't process after I was with him in the morning that it had really landed.
And without being too specific, it wasn't just the use of profanity, wasn't it directed at mom?
Or it was claimed that it was misheard walking away, but it wasn't.
Of course.
Did he say that
she was young?
No, that didn't happen.
Set up the talk of don't use that language around your mom, which then makes it sound like he can use it on the baseball field?
Yeah.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember what I said. I remember what I said. The whole thing comes down to an issue of respect.
Yeah.
And I think that I speak to my kids like adults, and I think the language and all the concepts and the knowledge and the stuff comes from social media. They get everything so much more than we did when we were that age on the internet. They get that everywhere. They see the F word every single day. Mm-hmm. It happens everywhere. However, stressing the rules are very, very important. And sometimes you just don't know what will get through. Mm-hmm. So I set that up by saying that we're at the cages. And he was, I do a little correction here, a little correction there. And he asked for it to, watch me. And that's why I'm sitting there doing that. And there was a grandfather there with his grandson. And they were going back and forth. And they were watching Michael because he hits it hard because he's a lot older. And, and we're sort of going back and forth. And he's frustrated. And what happened was, at one point, I'm standing next to this grandfather, and I said, you were just a little early there. And he turns around with both of his shoulders, and he looks me square in the eye and says, Dad, be quiet. And I kind of slink back, and I'm like, and it's like, the moment happens. Rob's seen the face on me when I really start, I'm just taken aback.
Well, you were taken aback, but then I imagine the simmering began.
And then he throws the bat in the cage. And I said, pick up the balls. We're going to head out. We're going to head out. And he's like skulking and just like that. Just
How was the bat thrown? Across the cage or
to the very end of the cage from the batter's box to the very end.
That's enough for them to ask you to leave.
And, invite you to leave, yeah.
Go out. We walked down. I said, he comes over to the car. I said, put the bats in the car. And he comes around with this look, and I go, boom, little love tap right across, little wake-up call right on the kisser, right on the kisser. And I didn't want to do it, but it was spontaneous, and I just said, I have to get the attention. And I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to be that guy. But you know what? At a certain point, you just want to wake the person up and say, this is not the way to behave. So put in all the calls to the police. We're fine. Yes. go ahead, people.
Fingerprint and work.
Yeah, no fingerprint problem. Me. That's what it was. Just it was not anything which was
How did he react?
Shocked.
Yeah.
I will tell you, it's an age thing because we've got the same thing, respect issues here going on too. So I think it's that 12-year-old where they're turning into an adult.
Right.
But, and think they know everything.
And they're definitely testing the waters. You know, that's the age of that. And it's an ugly, horrible thing, but it's what happens.
Yeah. So we get in the car, we talk for a while, and then we go back in because I thought we worked everything out. And then a little later on, it was, he looks at me and he says, because he's got the comedy gene, he said, Dad, what percentage was that slap? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh, no.
I hope you went low.
I said, the percentage of me being sick to my stomach to do it was 100%. Because it was. Mm-hmm. And I almost had tears in my eyes when I said that, because it's just, of course they don't know how gut-wrenching that is. And if I'm sounding like, and by the way, there are going to be a lot of rah, 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 tough guys out there that are going to say, rah, rah. No, it's horrible for me.
Yeah.
Horrible. Is it a big deal? Yeah, for me it is. It's a really big, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that at all.
Growing up, were you spanked? Was there corporal punishment in your house?
Of course. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Me too.
I was hit with a wooden spoon. My mom used to use the wooden spoon.
Yeah.
The one always you ate with?
The big Pee Wee Herman size spoon?
That's the one. The one from the wall.
Sunflower seeds!
But I'm guessing you never spanked your girls, but have you ever spanked Michael?
No.
Okay.
And, but I did spank Catherine one time in an airport when she ran away. And there were, it was super crowded, and we really couldn't see her for about 2 minutes. You know, she was running, and we were chasing. And
yeah, that's upsetting. Yeah.
But it just was a moment. And then I don't, you know, one will know, I guess, down the road if it landed at all, you know.
Since Michael has the comedy gene. Mm-hmm. Have you gone ahead and just texted him over a clip of slap fighting?
No, I haven't.
Just out of the blue?
No. There is a part of me that feels that perhaps the limits are pushed, and it is almost a relief when the reaction comes down and that you're not going to take the crap.
And I know it's tough because, as I was with my kids, when they are smart and funny, you're proud of them.
Somebody said, we support, JLP says, we support Mike Old Mara.
I mean, I know that you don't ever want to be told or treated the way you were at the cages, but when they say something funny and they make you laugh, it's really hard to come down on them because, you know.
Oh, yeah, in that case.
Yeah,
this is anger, terrible attitude, and where the line is firmly drawn with the mother and me is, you know, when you're out and about, do not show your ass out there like that. And that is something, not that certain behaviors are allowed in the house. It's not. But the real, you know, line of demarcation is like you're out there and you're, you know, I've seen it also with other parents in sports situations where the kid will like turn around and give it to their parent and not a fan of that.
After you took care of all that and you went back into the cages, did you ever find an occasion to hit that old man, the grandfather?
Shut up, Rob. Shut up.
I was just hoping he figured stronger into the story somehow.
And how sore was your hand afterwards?
Yeah.
It's somebody. Jeff Worth said, Hicks, Nick, Stick, Slap.
That's not funny.
It was, and then PD Sweat. They're on me now. Yeah. Bing would be so proud.
Oh, so true. So true.
Right. I don't know. It's just, I debated whether I was going to share it or not because it was something that was very, very fast. And then it was premeditated because I was like, will this get the person's attention?
Well, you had the whole time for him to collect his equipment and walk out to the car.
And I was I still wonder. Maybe I don't know. So Shannon Fisher says, I'm an elder millennial parent, and the gentle parenting my peers are doing is not working. So a love tap makes sense to me. It's how we grew up. There was a line when I grew up that you didn't cross. Go ahead, Josh.
I think that's why millennials are a mess.
Yeah, because it's because
they don't. They're not this.
We had a big get together, a family get together at my dad's beach house a couple of years ago when he was still in good health, and I won't point fingers and name names, but there was a parent with a kid who was probably 2 or 3, and he was absolutely disregarding everything his dad said, not paying attention, and eventually got angry enough that he had a water bottle and he threw some water on his father. And my father looked at me and said, I would have loved to have seen you try that. Because, you know, it's a total different...
I think as a kid.
Yeah. But it's very, very different. Yeah.
That was me. That just hit the wrong button there. It's just, I don't believe, you know, that there's a line and there's everything, moderation. My father used to say moderation in all things, including moderation. I've seen, and this is not physical as much as just overall. I've seen some really, you know, bad moments, especially in sports. I think a lot of people, Josh, you've probably seen it in sports too, where you see the parents that, really say nasty stuff about their kid's ability and stuff like right in front of them. And that, I don't think that's good.
It's an emotionally charged atmosphere. I mean, that's the emotion probably is
atmosphere.
What
really
pushed him to act out towards you. Well, but that parent can work on the same thing.
In that situation, there is no need simply because this is a practice scene. You know, we're not doing anything that isn't supposed to be really at the core fun, F-U-N fun. And this was on the heels of just a moment where you get to a point and you say to yourself, this is a good person. This is a good, good person who does good things and has done good things with his life. And you just want to remind them that, you know, you can't keep going in this direction.
Right.
And, you know, as I said, it is not anything that I feel good about. It is not anything that I hope that it was the right thing to do.
Is there
hope
a mark?
It got there. No. No, of course
well,
not.
Well, then good.
No, there isn't.
Neither a mark on his face or Mike's hand.
Well, that always has bruising.
Yeah, I mean, paper thin, crepey skin. That's nasty.
That's my thin, my paper thin, bruised
skin. Paper skin, onion skin, that, exactly.
That I have. Well, we have tape of it.
So. That is a lie.
I just hope at dinner tonight he doesn't refuse to eat his roast beef.
He'll eat it rare. It has nutrients. You know, did you ever see a father dress down a kid or a coach dress down a kid in Little League?
A couple weeks ago at my nephew's game, the coach's son made an error. And the coach yelled across the field while the kid's out in, like, third base, "I should have used the condom."
No
at the kid
way.
On the baseball field. Yes.
So oh,
I
my
thought that
God.
Was a little out of line.
Wow. What was the reaction when that happened?
Silence and then a little snickering.
The worst thing is the dad was Catholic. I mean, unacceptable.
No, I think all the other parents were kind of taken back by it.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough right there.
Yeah.
Hopefully it was an inside joke with him and his son.
I mean,
I doubt it very much that's an inside joke.
But no,
yeah.
When you hear it now, when we're relaying it in this environment, that is, you know, that is a bit of a shock. But if you were there, I might kind of bite my lower lip and try not to laugh when I heard that.
Right. Because the coach had to yell it thinking it was funny.
Right.
Because it's not like that's your first reaction.
How old, what's the age group we were talking about?
Oh, 12 you.
12 you?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
No, not, okay, here is I'm a decent dad.
Save that one for Michael's game.
Robin,
I fancy myself a decent dad, and I will say this, not okay.
In theater arts, weren't the fathers just
the
really,
worst.
Really
oh,
rough?
I remember my dad came to rehearsal once, and he's like, "Don't you understand iambic pentameter, you idiot? Da, 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 da. That's how you do Shakespeare. And by the way, your tights are drooping."
The theater arts dads.
It
were
was
now,
rough.
We joke, but there were the stage mothers that they used to be. You know, they made a Broadway musical about it. Gypsy Rose Lee, right?
Yeah.
Gypsy Rose Lee. What was it called?
It was just called Gypsy.
Gypsy. That's right. That's what it was.
I saw some stage moms in high school. My parents were kind enough to show up to the performances, and that was it. They didn't care. As far as the making of it or what I did, I don't even know that I would even get them to run lines with me. So I was free of all of that, which is great.
But what was even the TV show about the moms with the little kid models? And all the stage moms?
Yeah, I remember that. They kind of the John Benet.
It was a reality show. Right?
It was a reality show about crazy moms like that.
Yeah. But I didn't see any of it.
JLP is very active today. Stage moms, hot.
Yeah.
Not.
So, yeah.
I'd like to invite you to see some of the stage moms circa 1989 at James Madison High School. A wonderful mix of the heavy and the plain.
Well, the bottom line is we had, it began with the desire not to get a haircut first thing in the morning. That's what started. He didn't want to do it. And then
his roots are showing, Mike.
Well, yeah. And as I predicted, though, because CeeLo, by the way, it was two trips to the barbershop today with my hairy barber, Kevin, who has never seen Kevin got a haircut last time. I told him he looked like Elvis when he got the haircut, but I was there at 9 o'clock.
What era of Elvis? Like a 50s Elvis?
It was really nothing. The beard is so massive.
Oh, okay.
It was, and then that was 9 a.m., and then at 12:30, right around noontime, was my son, and CeeLo did a great job on his head, and he was very, very happy.
Just Does he still have the sort of Pete Davidson coloring in his hair?
Let me see. Michael! Michael!
Come see your father, but stay out of arm's reach.
Shut. You know what? You have to, don't you? You really have to.
Oh, careful.
You have to make sure. I think he's on his bike.
Back.
That's right.
If he's got that combi, he walks right in and slaps you.
All right, come here.
A la Mo Howard.
Come around here. Come on. Come on over here. All right. What's that? Were you sleeping? Well, or are you just playing with your hair? Well, you haven't gotten in the shower yet, and you went
to the bathroom. Well, you know what would wake him up.
What's that? It looks fine.
Stop it, Josh.
I know it's a big pompadour. Don't worry. Nobody's going to, you know, it's cool. It's cool. Lean down. Lean down. So this is the haircut. See, it's a little darker on the
side. No, do it again and don't put your hand over it. Show your haircut, godson.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, you look great. No,
he looks great. I just got the
bleached with the dark hair.
Come here. Yes. Come here. Please come back. Please come back here. Please.
You look dynamite.
I wouldn't want to get too close either.
All right. They're saying they wouldn't. I talked about our moment today. How are you doing after that? Come on, get down here.
I told them.
Yeah.
If you come down there with a hat.
Come here. All right.
Don't be a jerk. Look, come on.
The makeup covers it all.
All right, very good.
No, that's a good looking haircut.
Come here for a minute.
It's a little short in the back for a baseball player, though.
All right. He says it's a little short in the back for a baseball player. That's what Josh said.
I know.
Is there anything you want to say on the show today? You don't have to say anything. I just wanted to see your hair.
I have no words.
You what? You have no words?
Would you like to say hunka hunka burning love?
Rob said, would you like to say hunka hunka burning love?
Because you've got a nice little Elvis flip up front. And don't think it's coming from anywhere but jealousy. If I could have hair like that, in a minute I'd have hair like that.
There you go. He's giving you a compliment. All right. Can you hear him over the headphones? No, you can't. No. All right. Anyway.
You know what's great about your new catcher is he can swing both ways. Enjoy Adley.
Those are Adley bobbleheads that you have there.
Right. I'm still not
Look for those on Etsy in the near future.
Or a trash can. We'll see.
Right. Could be. Yeah.
Are you going anywhere? Or are you going to hang out?
I can't wait for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Excellent. All right. And then tonight. Yeah. Right. Well, I'm going to tell the guys. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I know.
And when you're done with it, make sure to put the ice bag back in the freezer.
Rob will never get over it.
It's a one show thing.
Shut the door, please.
It's a one show event.
You're gonna do. All right. Please. I respectfully ask for no more callbacks.
Okay, it's done.
Thank you.
You're not going to have the Bing clips for bonus?
No, do not. If you play a Bing clip, I swear all to God, you know, I'll fly
Josh,
up to
you
Dulles.
Know, all we do is we play Bing at Christmas time, and that's it.
Let's see. Tonight, we dine like snow kings. Rob knows this. Josh, you might know it as well. There is a section of the Cost Company warehouse store that has a freezer, and inside that freezer is a behemoth of a pack of snow crab legs. Yep. 8 pounds worth of snow crab legs.
And they are long, and they look fantastic.
Have you ever taken the over $100 plunge on the snow crabs?
No.
We don't care in the O'Mara household that we're broke. We really don't care. Well, we are fine with it.
We had steak last night, and I enjoyed every taste of it. You pay for it.
You gotta eat.
Exactly.
Come on now. So we pulled the plug. I've walked by it dozens of times and said to myself, no. Finally, this was over the weekend. It was either Saturday or Sunday. Mrs. O'Mara and I, you know, Mrs. O'Mara had a tough week with her mom.
Sunday is crab day.
It's to celebrate Linda.
Exactly. By the way, she is home from the hospital as of yesterday, and she's doing well. And Carla will be down there tomorrow with her mom. And we just, everybody was relieved. Everybody was in a good mood. This was pre-slap. And I swear to God,
dunk that in butter.
and there it is. So we're very excited about
that. How will you prepare them? Will you steam them?
I would assume so. I'm not a real aficionado for preparing. I know this kind of seafood.
You're a lobster guy, so you are familiar with the. I guess is it a crustacean?
It is a crustacean. Of course. It's a crab. Of course. What do you think it would be?
Well, I'm just making
sure. What do you think? Is it an insect?
Yeah. Is it a mammal?
A fish?
It, Is fried. It some sort of
Steve Hernandez said fried? Fried snow crab. Yum.
Yeah. Mm. I did my one time an ill-advised vacation we took is I took all the kids on a theme park circuit and we did King's Dominion and we did Busch Gardens and we did Water Country USA.
How old were they?
This was probably 10 years ago. So, you know, Robert was probably Michael's age at the time.
Okay.
And Julia a little older. Mm-hmm. And then we also did historic Williamsburg, which, by the way, if you do it, make sure you do it in August. Because
that's the best time.
Yeah. It is fucking hot.
Yes.
But one of the things the kids wanted to do, and I was all for it, they said, let's go to George's, Captain George's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet.
Yum, yum.
And every time you go there, it takes 9 months off your life. But my favorite thing was the guy who came back to his table adjacent to us with two diner-sized plates full of crab, the snow crab legs, and proceeded to eat them through the shell. He would just bite into the shell. That's how he ate them. And I said,
would he spit out the shell when he got, he's not ingesting the shell, is he?
I think he was biting and then extracting the meat and then pulling it out. And I just wanted to go over
like a sunflower seed.
Yeah, I would say, don't you know, friend, that you can crack these and the meat comes out mighty easy?
I have a question about the preparation for these. Because okay, go ahead. Yes, I'm ready to listen to it.
The best method is to steam them.
Uh-huh.
Second best would be to bake them. Heat your oven to 350.
Just like a hot dog.
And lay them on a bacon sheet.
Oh, I don't know if I'd really want to do the baking. I think that would make the meat stick.
You add some water and make it dry.
Yeah. What's that, Josh?
Yeah, it says to add some water to a pan to that way they're steamed inside while.
Now we got the big lobster pot even in our house
That's what you got to do.
But I'm going to be careful with this. And by the way, by the time we're done taping, it's probably going to be already done. But the biggest concern is the meat that sticks inside the shell. And, you know, with this investment, I don't want this
screwed
up.
You want it all.
Yeah. I want it all. And I think that because these are all pre-cooked, right? They're all pre-cooked. They ship them cooked, don't they?
I think they ship them frozen. Are they reddish or brownish when you buy them?
They're not cooked?
Because they will turn red when they cook them. If they're brown, I think they're raw.
Hey, Michael!
But they'll cook fast.
And maybe you
come
should
here for a sec. One more thing. I need you to do something for the show before we go to break here.
Did you pick up any corn on the cob for a side dish?
No. Oh, no, we didn't do the side.
Part of a good old New England crab boil.
Can you grab a leg, one leg out of the snow crabs? I want to show it to the show. A leg. I want to show the leg because I thought they looked pre-cooked. Stop it.
I didn't do that. I promised, and my word is bond.
It's one of these. Right. Anyway, all right. So I think they go ahead.
It looks like the Costco ones are cooked and then frozen.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's right. All right. So you've answered the question already.
I was thinking of Captain Sig just, you know, pulling them out of the water and throwing them into the ice hopper.
Boy, oh boy. Just for 5 seconds I had that on, and I'm watching him on the Northwestern, and I'm watching the seas, and it boggles my mind when I think of somebody. You know, I was raised on the water. I've been through storms. I've been through fog. I've been out on the water. It's not even in my... in my mind, how they plow through these 40-foot seas in these boats
they're fully cooked.
They're fully cooked.
Okay, so they are a little reddish.
That means you can eat them now.
So I can eat them frozen. All right, put it back. There you go.
You know what, Mike? That would be a good. You know, remember how Johnny Carson used to keep a pencil and he'd point and shake it? Yeah. Maybe you should do that with a crab leg.
Well, do you remember? Did you ever see you? You were privy to the sight gag I used to do all the time, right?
Oh yeah. Oh
well, can you? Would you like to share that with Josh? Yeah. Josh, let me just say this.
Okay.
I am a fun person to dine out with.
The best. Honestly,
Rob handles travel. I handle dining out usually.
The traditional thing is we would sometimes treat ourselves to a finer restaurant, and what is better than a shrimp cocktail? And you get yourself a nice big shrimp cocktail, and as you know, they're shelled and veined, but they leave the tails on. And what happens is Mike would fall quiet during the appetizer course, and we'd look over, and he would have one shrimp tail on each finger, like a beautifully manicured hand. And it was great when you were subtle about it, because like the waiter would come over and say, "Is everything okay?" He'd say, "Fine."
That is the best steak I think I've ever seen. And then the other gag was if it was a really nice joint and they're bringing over the platter with all the different dessert choices on it. Mm-hmm. And I would name them. I required a little bit of pre-gaming to do this.
But this also was the genesis
yes.
of the Kraft Baby Marshmallow recipe.
I would do that. I said, you know, and then I said, he said, "Would you like to see and hear about our desserts?" I said, "I'll take it from here." And then I would name the different desserts.
Josh,
and it would be like, "This is the leg of an orphan that was harvested from a different place."
I couldn't, if I used all of my hands and feet and toes and you, I couldn't count the number of times I saw it go down. Mm-hmm. And it was always a hit. Because guess what? Mike was tuned up, but so was I.
How was the waiter?
If the server laughed,
to do his job.
No, the servers more than I probably did it 3 or 4 times.
Okay,
yeah.
And I'm here to say I had a better batting average than 500.
Yeah,
that's exactly the truth.
The problem was the older waiter. If mm-hmm. we would go to like a classic New York place that had the waiters that had been there for 40 years, they didn't want any of that bullshit.
No, they. As a matter of fact, they just completely ignore it.
Yeah, they tune it out.
They would ignore it. But some of the younger servers would actually really like that. You know, this is a custard made from cockroach shells. And you'd see these exotic desserts on a plate and hilarity would ensue.
And if you want to try to do this for yourself, start easy. I think always one of the great entry-level gags is to just put one Mike and Ike in each nose.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's all. That's a good starter.
Right.
Just not too far.
Well,
you don't want to get stuck.
I used to use chicken cashew nut.
Also great.
When we go to the Chinese restaurant, I would put them in my nose. Yeah. It was a big
fun. Well, also, Josh, season's coming up.
I hate candy corn. Do you know, Josh, that it was a job of their producer at the time to get a Chinese restaurant to open early because the morning show was done at 9:55 and the restaurant was not open.
Yeah, we had many, many full, heavy lunches that began at 10:30 in the morning. Why were we fat? All right.
Must be nice when people would say yes.
We were regulars.
The kings of Lee Highway.
Hello. We're here. Everyone's listening. We'll take a short break. Come back with the tidbits right here.
Love
on the
it.
Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Attention, TMOS fans. We've noticed something. Every Monday through Thursday, thousands of people happily download the free show, laugh their heads off, and then quietly slip away into the night like podcast ninjas. We know who you are. But if you're ready to graduate from freeloader to TMOS playa, it's time for the TMOS bonus show. Every Friday, we crank things up with extra stories, extra laughs, extra behind-the-scenes insanity, and the stuff that just doesn't fit in the regular show. Do you want the VIP treatment? Grab the commercial-free feed with the bonus show included every single week, or step into the Producers Club, our little corner of the internet where the true TMOS faithful gather. Here's the important part. Your subscription isn't just buying more laughs. It keeps the microphones on, all the servers humming, and this wonderfully ridiculous circus alive. So stop standing outside with your nose pressed against the window. Come on in. Hit the bonus show tab at tmospodcast.com and join the party, because life's too short for just 4 shows a week. Yeah, and now we're ready for the tidbits. Take it away.
Primary election results. Primary election results.
I'm ashamed I did not vote.
They set the stage for November. Voters in, did you have one?
Yeah.
In several key states went to the polls yesterday, Tuesday, and the results are already shifting the political landscape. Heading into the midterm elections, both parties are claiming victory after a mix of expected wins and a few surprise upsets. Political analysts say these races could determine who controls Congress next year, so expect campaign ads
ads, fundraising, and finger pointing to go into overdrive. I am here to say that on my texts,
yep,
I have almost gotten to the point where I have edited out all the money-grabbing political texts that I received almost on a regular basis.
They'll figure out a way to get back in. They will. Mm-hmm. They will. I think they were anticipating a bigger turnout. I was watching one of the local news stations, and they put someone, classic thing, like they put someone at the post office for tax day. They had someone at the polling place, and they did a. They threw it to them at like 7:40. They'd been open for almost an hour, and they said, well, not quite the turnout we'd anticipated. We had one person come, and they noticed they were at the wrong polling place, so they left.
Yeah, that's it. Fun.
That was it.
Big political fun. It, you know, truly, when you think about our system of government and how, you know, the engagement, there's a lot of media coverage, but the overall engagement from the citizenry is so pathetic compared to other countries.
Yeah. Well, we're all burned out.
I was going to say we're very burned out, and I know that's it almost is a conflict within yourself because you're burned out because everything sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You change the sucky things by voting,
exactly,
but you're too burned out to vote. So it just, it's a bad cycle.
It's a drag. All right. Here's a name from the past, as far as I'm concerned. Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
He is recovering. I did dive after dive trying to find more information. He had a disturbing mental health crisis that played out live on TikTok Tuesday night. According to the Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office, viewers flooded 911 after seeing the celebrity blogger appear to harm himself during a live stream from his home. Deputies responded, determined he was alone inside, and used crisis intervention techniques. I know you don't want to exploit a person who's going through a mental health crisis, but I am not quite sure why this cryptic language is being used all over this story. I don't
he
know.
He cut himself on TikTok.
Is a crisis intervention technique a kick in the door? Is that what we're talking about here?
Mike, I actually have some TV coverage that will show like where he lived and when the cops showed up. If you want to look at it
now, we can take a peek. Let's take a peek right now.
And television personality Perez Hilton is hospitalized right now after reportedly harming himself.
A graphic scene unfolding during a live stream at his Southwest Miami-Dade home. Let's go to local 10's Julian Esperto, who's live there at that scene.
Yes, several 911 calls came into Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office last night. They were from all over, from people who were watching Perez Hilton live on TikTok harming himself with a knife several times over. It was graphic. It was disturbing. But the fortunate side of this is the people who were watching may very well be the reason Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office got to this home so quickly and got Perez Hilton out before it was too late. Bloody, in pain, in desperate need of help. Perez Hilton's TikTok live stream Tuesday night was horrific. It sent Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office deputies over to his home on Southwest 77th Court. They called a man named Mario to come outside. That's the name Perez Hilton was born with. Tuesday night, he appeared to be harming himself with a knife. He said things like, "This is what you all wanted. It will be interesting to see what happens after you die. And why isn't it working?"
So frightening. And back when he was red hot, at the beginning sort of the celebrity blogosphere, I talked to him a couple times. He was a guest on our show, and I actually called him and spoke to him a couple times. He was a nice fella. He wasn't exactly the way he presented himself online.
He was a nice fella that trafficked in, the world of celebrity gossip, which is nasty stuff.
I think what happened is as it got to be more intense and a larger playing field, he became less relevant. And for someone who makes their life out of being relevant and being at the front of a story, I can't imagine him not being absolutely depressed. And I mean, this is indicative of the mental health crisis in America, but I can see where he would be at a really low place because people probably don't even remember him anymore. And what, 20 years ago, he was a huge deal, a big deal.
He was eventually transported to a local hospital. The incident shocked the entertainment world, sparked a wave of support online. That's good. With many praising viewers who called for help. Good for those people that did that as soon as they realized something was wrong. So that's cool. I'm glad that people were there and did that. And
I hope he gets the help he needs. I really do.
This land we live in, I mean, it's just a weird business. It really is. And when he says that, I'm sure that the nature of what he does with the celebrity gossip generates a lot of hate from people as well.
Sure. But
You know,
his career was built on look at me. Mm-hmm. That was his career. And when people stop looking at him, he needs to take it to the next level if he wants to get that same.
But I mean, he's still got a following, right?
Yeah, not like what he had.
Nobody does. You know, I mean, unless you're, you know, Howard or Rush, right till the end. Yeah, I got to be honest with you. You know, all fame is fleeting.
Yeah,
all of it.
But
and
he
that's
might
just
not
the
realize
nature
it
of the game. That's and, the way you know, it works.
And if he craves being looked at and being at the top of his game.
Well, no.
Again,
let me add one wrinkle to this, Rob. Right. I think that ultimately, if you are not grounded in your personal life and that's all you got, and you place that much importance on it, that can be a recipe for trouble.
I think
and,
that's look, very I'm much not, what's going on.
I'm not in his head. I have no idea what was going on. Nobody knows. And that's what people say, too. Whether you're in traffic, whether you're in a grocery store, you never know how bad the person next to you,
right,
how bad their day has gone, you know?
Yeah, it's also we treat mental health in this country with medicines that we know need to be changed every 6 months or a year. Mm-hmm. So you never know if it's time for him. He needs to see a psychiatrist, get things adjusted.
You got
to
tweak.
If you don't have those people in your life constantly to point you in the right direction.
Yeah, well, we wish him well. As Rob said, he was a nice guy when Rob had him on. And he was a nice guy when we talked to him on the show as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope he gets the help he needs. A new trend is emerging as more viewers cancel streaming services the minute they finish a show, then sign up for a different platform the following month.
I've done it.
Consumer experts call it subscription churn, and it's becoming the most popular way to save money while still keeping up with the biggest TV hits. The days of paying for 5 or 6 streaming services year-round may be coming to an end.
I think I had BritBox for 35 hours. Okay. I just wanted one series to watch, and I was done, and I canceled it.
A new email address gets you the new deal, whether it's a free month or 6 months for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say that, and what if you – so you have to – that's basically the way to do it. You create a new email. That's all?
If you want to get, like, the sale,
But there's a million deals out there, and they want you back.
30 free days. It's always 30 free days, isn't
it?
Something
like that?
And
they want you back. I got HBO Max for 1 month to catch up on Euphoria, and then I canceled it. That's all I wanted to see it for.
Okay.
And so, I mean, you can do it, but it is a hassle, granted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why stuff like Apple does the one episode a week.
Hey, Apple!
So you have to stay around or wait until the end.
A rocket will crash into the moon today, and it will do it on purpose. Let that land for a second.
Can we see it crash?
A spent Falcon 9 rocket stage is expected to slam into the surface of the moon today. Hold on a second. I'm looking at it on, I've got CNN. I did pay for that. I've got it right here. And, it looks like it's getting very close. Oh, no. I heard that all the way down here.
Can't believe the moon's out just before 4 p.m.
The moon.
The moon made of cheese.
Is made of cheese. So as I mentioned before, Falcon 9 rocket.
It already crashed.
It already crashed?
2:30 this morning.
Oh, it did. Okay. Sorry about that. He loves doing that to me, doesn't he? He loves doing that to me.
No, I Googled because I want to see it crash into the moon.
And the reason, Mike.
The first story is it happened on the backside of the moon, so no one got to see it.
The reason it crashed, women driver.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's a 1950s humor. And by the way, that means that the stage of the rocket slammed into the moon's butt.
Moon butt.
It gave scientists a rare opportunity to study what happens when a human-made object hits the lunar surface.
Yeah, that's fun.
Makes me laugh.
We need that.
The impact won't be visible. It wouldn't have been visible to the naked eye, as I put the entire story in past tense. Telescopes around the world will be watching for the flash and the dust plume. It's basically a multi-million-dollar science experiment.
Look at all this dust. This place is a disaster. Has no one cleaned up here?
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to the reporter who's covering this. Oh, yeah. The best ones are the ones you do yourself. Yay. Josh is into this. Look what he's into.
It's almost as good as this heading on AP News. Scientists are certain a rocket slammed into the moon as predicted, but no one saw it and there's no proof of it.
If a rocket slams into the moon and no one sees it, did it really happen?
Oh, conspiracy.
There you go. The summer travel surge is not, I repeat, not slowing down. With families trying to squeeze one last vacation before school starts, airports and highways remain packed this week. Very busy down here, but I don't know if you come down here in the summer. Travel experts say late summer has become one of the busiest times of the year as people take advantage of lower hotel rates compared to June and July while still enjoying warm weather. If you are traveling this weekend, expect crowds just about everywhere. So there it is.
I would like to make a bold prediction, and I know this has evolved. If you are traveling this weekend, Sunday night, traffic will be thick on Route 50.
Mm-hmm.
So watch out.
They're all coming back.
They're all coming back.
And finally, today, I better whisper this.
Good.
It's National Underwear Day.
Oh, Mike, you dirty birdie.
Yeah, that's actually a thing.
No special uniforms for baseball tonight?
Retailers are offering discounts today. Social media is filled with people showing off their favorite brands. Oh, I've got to jump on that after we tape. And some people apparently celebrate by buying new underwear instead of wearing the ratty pair they've had since the Obama administration. Remember, if you're wearing your lucky granny panties today, everyone is hoping that your luck runs out.
Oh,
thank
no.
you. Let's do a quick recap, ladies and gentlemen, of underwear of the stars. Rob Spiewak, brand and style, please.
Puma. Why are you laughing?
It's not the first one I would have picked.
It's available. It's available at a certain box store, and I like the way they fit. Yeah, boxer briefs.
Okay, yeah. Josh Soroka.
None.
Okay, Commando.
I go with the running shorts all the time that have it built in. So this would be Fabletics.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So you wear like a bathing suit?
Basically.
Yeah.
No, it's like running shorts.
Okay. All right.
How about you, Mike?
Just a light thong.
Yeah.
That's all. That's what I have.
And you can tell when Mike puts the thong on because of the plume of dust.
And no one ever sees it.
No one goes on the other side of Mike.
Nobody ever sees it when it hits the moon, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We'll be back with more. But first, I want to talk about if you love the show and you want an incredibly easy way to support us without spending an extra dime, we got you covered. Before you do your Amazon shopping, and let's be honest, everybody's on Amazon. Yep. I was on there today looking for, you know, my crazy watches because I'm down to.
The crazy watches.
Yes, the crazy watches and things that like the Cartiers that it's really not. You can start through our Amazon link. That's it. Same prices, same Prime, same late night impulse purchases. The only difference, Amazon kicks a little something back to help support the podcast. Anything you require from the mundane to the super sexy patties.
Yes.
From the mild to the ultra zesty.
Zesty!
Remember, we're not judging you.
Well,
let your freak flag fly. Just click our Amazon link first and shop like you normally do. You'll find the link right on our website, tmospodcast.com. You can also access it with our brand new app. Our has an R in it, not a T, Rob!
We'll fix this, absolutely.
Brand new app, our brand new app right from your tel-o phone. Ring-a-ding-ding. It takes 2 seconds, costs you nothing, extra, and genuinely helps keep this show rolling. So before you shop, think of us. Click the link, shop away. Thank you for keeping the microphones on. Next time you Amazon, start at tmospodcast.com. Shop, support, repeat. Thank you.
Go to Amazon and look for the Stroka brand built-in underwear Fabletic shorts. They come in all the great colors.
They are great. It's all I wear.
I'm glad you lingered on this. Fabletics. Are these shorts that are like gym shorts?
Would you like to see my shorts?
Not the ones you're wearing.
I can stand up.
Okay, let's see. You're a tall drink of water. Let's have him. These are his Fabletics.
Don't bump your head on the moon.
Do they have a rear pocket?
Do they have a flap
in the back?
There is no rear pocket.
They're gym shorts.
They've got zipper pockets on the side, and they've got like a cell phone pocket on the like inner lining.
Do you find, as I do, when I wear those type of shorts, that the stuff you carry, wallet, phone, keys, etc., are difficult to manage somewhat?
I only carry one thing.
What?
All I carry is the phone.
Really?
That's true. It starts his car. The wallet has his money.
Stays in the car.
Uh-huh.
And I use the phone to pay for everything. Use the phone to start the car.
Oh, man. See, I got to get more with it. I got to get more with the times on.
I tried that, but my phone is still it's a landline. And so it was not any more convenient at all. Had to carry that everywhere and try fitting that in a pocket. Good God, Fabletics.
Time to talk about our friend, our dear, dear, dear friend, Mr. James Cerrito.
Yes.
And if there's one thing, Jimmy loves his customers. Jimmy loves this show. But let me tell you something Jimmy loves more than anything else. He loves attention.
And
the greatest form of attention in modern America is being on the Magic Box, being on the television. And he is a wonderful subject for, we've used Jimmy for years on this show. And
he's a great guest. You know what?
He's a great guest on TV, too.
He's like a Washington, D.C. version of Tony Randall. If you need a guest, you bring him in.
That's exactly what I said, Rob. He is a absolute Tony Randall.
Anyone who understands the fact
half of our audience doesn't know who the fuck Tony Randall is. But
Tony Randall was a colorful actor in a previous decade.
The Odd Couple.
Yeah, when people would cancel on the New York talk shows, they'd bring him in. Because he was available and he had a lot of stories. So he's a good fill-in. Jimmy's a great guest.
He does local TV, usually food segments, right?
Yeah, or underwear segments.
What did he do today? Why was he on the Magic Box today or yesterday or whenever?
Talking
he was
about
on?
The anniversary of Jot or the building that Jot was in, and I think they were going to talk about ghosts because TJ has seen a ghost there, but mostly it turned into food and some great close-ups of the food at Jimmy's. And, you know, it's nice because this aired on our local ABC affiliate at 2:45 this morning.
Quarter to three? Why
no,
that?
No, I'm kidding. It was
what
like,
time?
I think it was like 5:30 a.m.
Like the first early segment. The morning show.
Early. I believe the show is called Good Morning Washington, which feeds Good Morning America.
Wow.
Shall we take a look?
This is really 5:30 a.m.?
Yeah, it's very, very early. And
oh
it's
my
a,
God.
They paired him with anchor Brian Vandergraff.
I don't know who he is.
He is a guy that looks like he enjoys his wings. And I think we have a lot of fun here. Let's turn on the button marked fun.
Well, in less than a year, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern will be celebrating three decades.
There's TJ and Jimmy.
And also, you know what? Credit to Channel 7 for chroma keying in or blue screening in Jimmy's Old Town Tavern behind him. So it looks like they're actually standing on Eldon Street.
TJ's so happy, too. I love TJ.
And you know what? I love hearing TJ's voice recorded because it is magnificent.
I like the table.
The table is good.
For a second, I thought the goose was a dildo.
No.
Well, if you look at it really quickly and you don't see the, I didn't bring it. I'm gonna increase the size here. Yeah.
It must be pretty small on your screen.
Oh yeah, okay. I see the beak now. There he is.
I like the table because you can just imagine none of those guys are wearing pants.
There he is. I love it.
Back to 1897, and there are some employees who have reported seeing a ghost inside.
Well, here to share he is, mugging.
Is owner Jimmy Cerrito and manager Cerrito. TJ Rogers. First of all,
how you doing?
Thanks for being here today. Super excited to have you.
Thanks for having us. Thank you
Before
for having us.
Before we do anything,
all right.
Shout out to your wife.
Shout out to Maureen for beating cancer. Love you, honey.
Yay! Way to go, Jimmy. I love you, buddy. Way to get Maureen on there.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Good morning, Washington.
We're super excited.
Yeah.
Before we dive into the food, you got a new
mural. Such a goofball.
The best.
Yeah.
update here. So I want to talk a little bit about this before we dive.
What the hell's wrong with the anchor today?
The hauntedness.
I don't think it's a today thing, Mike.
29 years, we've always wanted it was a late night. Jimmy's, and after all those years, finally, our good friend Meg Hawkins, a retired police officer.
Officer Meg.
She has her own charity, Making Everything Good, makingeverythinggood.com. And she asked if we wanted a mural. Of course we do. And so she hired Whole Heart Murals out of Fairfax, and just over the summer, they painted this beautiful mural on one of our walls. It's out in Memory Lane, walking into our beer garden, and people are sponsoring the stars. You can sponsor the stripes. You can feed the goose. This is all an interactive website.
Feed the dildo,
the dogs, and all the money.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Making Everything Good, which helps first responders and their families, military. Sexual harassment victims. It's just amazing. So that's
Jimmy's gotten right now. Jimmy's gotten better.
But you're also making some amazing food. So we got to jump into that because let me ask, is there one particular thing you're known for? Or what would you describe the menu or what you guys offer?
I'm known for watching
TJ eat
all the wings.
Yep.
Yeah, correct.
TJ laughing.
Countless wing challenges in Northern Virginia.
Okay, and
out of the blue, they announced that we won the cheesesteak challenge. So we have
another one.
Megs, and they named us number one in cheesesteaks in Northern Virginia. And you can get them three different ways. You can add whatever you want to them. We use Amoroso rolls straight from Philadelphia.
At least there's no glare on that shot.
Up front. Oh, that looks good.
They're the best.
They did a good job in the studio.
This is our poutine, which is.
Look at the onions.
Are we a Canadian A?
Any Canadians? I mean, this is the melting pot,
right?
D.C., right? So we're famous for our poutine.
The poutine looks great too.
Oh, it's such good food.
What do you think? What is this one?
It's our beef on weck. It's one of the popular dishes we have there.
Oh, beef on weck is the best. Oh, I love Jimmy's.
Comes in. It's one of the greatest sandwiches that I think we have there.
So what kind of pizza? What's in there?
Roast beef.
Just roast beef? Yeah, sliced up in there? Okay.
Cumberlic seeds on the top of it right there.
All right.
And you got some au jus. You can dip it in. And some horseradish right there.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, you got your little
coleslaw. Okay.
You got to put a little something healthy.
WJLA, okay.
What about this fun little guys over here?
Those are pierogies and kielbasa.
Okay.
I'm from...
Okay.
What's the other thing?
What is that? Some sort of dumpling? Okay.
And you got to have the beers to go
with. The pierogies are good, too. There's nothing that's bad there.
You're right.
All right, that's enough. That's enough for Jimmy. That's good. Good for Jimmy.
You don't want to see Brian Vandergraff shaking wings in a bowl?
No, that's okay. I'll pass on that one. You know what? I'm so happy for him. You should know this about Jimmy. I, in my lifetime, have not taken road trips very often with buddies. And Jimmy's on that really small list of people. And we've had some great times together. And Jimmy's also been there for me a lot and really, really been a good friend at times I needed him.
Really, you know? About the nicest and most wholesome, substantial guy you could hope to meet. I've had the luck to never a road trip, but I've traveled with him on planes a few times. Here's the thing about Jimmy. He's not happy unless everyone within the sound of his voice on a plane is happy. I've seen him buy snacks for his row. Yep. I've seen him do stuff like that. He's just, he is to the best degree a people pleaser.
He is.
And that's why his restaurant is great.
He's a giver, and I would have put him on in the 9 o'clock hour.
I would have too. I would have put him on Good Morning America with Michael Strahan.
Come on now.
All right,
we're going to take a short break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about an AI scam with Mr. Rob Spiewak, because they're out there, you know, these artificial intelligence scams. They really are. It's always something. Am I right about that? Yes.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Have you been battling fatigue, weight gain? This was the dogs. There you go. Michael!
Do the dogs battle fatigue?
I'm doing a commercial. Get the dogs out of here.
Those dogs are so fat. You've got to get them on peptides.
They just were fighting in my studio. I need the dogs out. Thank you. God
bless.
They were
fighting over who loves Mike the most.
If you've been battling fatigue, weight gain, dogs in your studio, low energy, poor sleep, or just not feeling like yourself, find the solution. You don't have to guess what's going on. You can take the free wellness quiz. Carla's all over this, and it's really, really resonating with people that are interested in getting a handle on their health at DermGlowSkin.com. Click the weight management and peptides buttons, and in just a couple of minutes, you'll receive personalized wellness recos based on your goals. Whether you're interested in medically guided weight management, peptide therapies, hormone optimization, better sleep, healthier skin, more energy, there are personalized options designed to help you feel your best. Everything is done from the comfort of your home through licensed medical providers with products shipped directly to your door. You might even be able to use your HSA or FSA funds, and flexible payment options, including Klarna, make getting started easier than ever. Plus, keep an eye out for the new Reebok Smart Ring coming soon to help you track your wellness journey. Visit DermGlowSkin.com. Click the weight management and peptides button. Take the quiz and get going. DermGlowSkin.com. Feel like yourself again. All right. So scams aplenty. And I guess you can use AI for evil if you choose to, right?
Yeah. And this.
Or humor.
Yes.
Yeah. Or to really just hoodwink people. This is a callback, I think, really to when we had the inflatable suit with the crotch motor that would allow you to jet across the top of a waterway.
Okay.
And remember, Josh and I both saw it one morning, and by the time we got to Showtime, the website was down. It had a life of about 4 hours. Well, at the beginning of the show today, TideFloats.com was still open, and they're still selling this fake product.
Okay, let me stop you right there, because the last time we had the guy on with the little propeller in the crotch and was driving over, are these sites like collecting money from people and keeping it? Is that what they're doing?
I think they could. I don't know who would buy it. You'd have to be pretty stupid to pull the trigger on it. It's either
just shtick, which is kind of funny, or
but if
a
it's
real...
just stick, why are they setting up a website with prices and deals?
Rob, I will say this, that the capacity of our fellow human beings from all over the world to sell us something that's really not what it appears to be.
Yeah.
I mean, there are industries built on that.
If you are paying for this, you are a fool, because they do allow Apple Pay and to put your credit card in.
Oh, so you went to the website. Website's still up.
I've got the website open. The item you're purchasing costs $100.
But you can buy them in a three-pack, can't you?
Or in a three-pack, but I bought one. I didn't buy one. I added it to my cart.
Of course.
And then it adds shipping protection for $5, a one-year warranty for $10, a mystery box for $15, and a premium pump for $20.
Oh, what's her name?
You can't remove any of those things from your cart, so when you check out, it is $149.95, and it looks like if I put my credit card number in here, it will charge me.
I would think so. Absolutely, so Mike, 100%.
Have we piqued your interest about Tide Float?
Let's take a peek.
Okay, I believe the first one takes place in a Target store. This is made to look like you can buy this at Target. Oh, I'm sorry, this is Costco. Yeah, Costco, forgive me. It's an inflatable pickup truck with some sort of supercharged.
No real explanation as to how the power is achieved, right?
No. Let's say you don't have a Costco membership and you want to buy it at Target. Oh, you're in luck.
Oh my fucking God. Won't you fly?
Same cashier.
Yeah, different truck though.
Yeah, those wheelies.
I love the fact that somehow someone is buying this, I have to assume. And they're saying, I don't know how they inflate it and make wheels that spin. That is very clever of them. I don't know how the fact they can do that.
Wow. So, Josh, you really do believe that somebody's... I think it's really a funny gag, but if they're taking money from people...
They're crooks.
It looks like they're taking money from people. And I'm sure they mail you some type of inflatable...
Right. It could but just be, no I would think, like a one-third size inflatable Ford F-150.
Go down the list of what you get. I'd like to hear the description of what you get on that website. What exactly is being provided to people, at least according to what they have. Because that's when I think they could get in trouble. You're not going to get in trouble for the commercial, right? Mm-hmm. You're not going to get in trouble for the commercial.
Well, I'll show you their website.
Okay.
Have you ever ordered anything that looks a little sketchy and ordered it anyway and it never arrived?
Yeah, the super antenna.
Oh, no, but that arrived.
It arrived, but it was crap.
Yeah, but I mean, I've bought probably a handful of Elvis things that just never show up.
Okay, hold on a second. Cadillac Escalade inflatable ride-on. The ultimate. It's got the official truck float product. Official truck float product.
Yeah, well, you can trust it.
Comfortable inflatable seats. Durable and safe material, easy setup with included pump.
Yeah, because you don't want to have to blow it up yourself.
Hold on. Nothing about engines at all.
No.
They're probably selling, like, balloons, right?
I'm trying to think.
Single float, dual float, dual float pack.
So here you can get a four float pack. So we can get the Escalade. We can get the Silverado. The F-150.
I love it's Hollywood, Clearwater, Florida, and Lake Havasu. Yeah. This is easily one of the coolest summer purchases I've ever made. Setup was simple. The included pump made inflation quick, and the motor was ready to go in minutes.
Okay, the motor is not mentioned anywhere except there. Now, Mike, I want you to once again.
It mentions down here with how long you can get up to 50 minutes of ride time on a full charge.
Actual runtime varies with rider weight.
My favorite shot, and I've watched this a lot, and I've watched it a lot, Damone, and there's several of them. My favorite shot is when the inflated floaty is thrown into the lake.
Yeah.
Look at it, because it is so AI.
It's
because
so fake.
It is a truck. Watch this again. Okay, comes out, blows it up. Watch him throw it in.
Yeah. Also, watch when they race.
Yes. Let's go back to it.
When they race, they have six wheels for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I got to get me some of them.
But if you look at the website,
okay. And I hit add to cart.
Right.
It goes here. Here's I've added to the cart.
All right. Let me see. Mystery about. Is there anything about the propellant on the website at all? Anything like that you order that
it says,
like,
I think
engine?
It's kerosene, Mike.
In one point, it says to click the battery in.
Okay.
Let's see. Can I do? Look, there once it's ready for my Apple Pay.
Wow.
And you're only spending $521 on it, which is fantastic.
And when you clicked it, all those add ons were put in by the website, right, Josh? You just clicked one thing.
Right.
I really pray no one falls for this.
But has no one fought that? That's
has
great.
Nobody fought that?
Oh,
that's
my
the
God.
Thing. As soon as I hit Apple Pay, my phone buzzed to click to approve purchase.
Really?
Oh, boy.
Okay, be careful. You know, they'll get their hooks into you, and they'll never let go, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Rob, you've had a lot of good stuff today. Do you have any more beautiful video for us to wrap things
Mike,
up today?
No, Mike, I'm sorry. I'm out. I got to go.
That's it. We're just going to
wrap it up plenty of video.
Now.
Are you kidding? Let's
All
do
right.
it.
But first, I want to say to you, you want to look good, look to Quince. Quince has been my go-to all summer long. The fabrics feel elevated. The fits are clean, and everything just works. No need to overthink it. Quince has all the wardrobe staples for looking cool and keeping cool. Check it out. 100% European linen shorts and shirts from $34. And clean 100% Pima cotton tees with a softness that has to be felt to be believed. Perfect for wandering around the theme park.
And they are. They're great.
Their pants also hit that same balance. Relaxed and comfortable, but still polished enough to wear pretty much anywhere. Everything is priced 50 to 80% less than what you'd find with similar brands. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middleman. So you're getting premium materials without the markup. So go to hell, middlemen. Have you no power? You have no power. Refresh your everyday with luxury that you'll actually use. Head to quince.com/TMOS for free shipping on your orders and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/TMOS for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince! Facebook.com/TMOS. So hit it.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
The best thing about Quince, Mike, their pants, they have 50 minutes on one charge. It's
yes.
great.
You can do that absolutely. All day. Slap that around.
Josh, I know we've had fun. We've done an hour under the tower. We had the escape room fun, and we've been talking behind the scenes about stuff we could do with listeners.
Yes.
You know, behind the scenes to meet up with them and have fun. And I think I've got it. It's karaoke. And
no.
I know, Josh, I want you to see this tape because if we can pull it off like at this level, I think karaoke is the way to go.
Yeah, here we go. I'm ready.
Michael Jackson, Mike, of course.
Oh, I can't wait.
Girl, close your eyes.
All right.
Let me get into you. Yeah.
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 Find it. There's nothing that you can do.
Oh, yeah.
Nice beaver.
So, Josh, just give it a thought.
All right, we'll
we don't want to rule anything out. Yeah,
I'm sure they got it on the cruise.
I know you guys love traveling.
I like traveling from my house to the boat.
Yeah, the boat, you mean this boat?
Yeah, the boat, toy boat. There it is.
There's Mike's boat.
So I'm going through the intercoastal. Wow.
That's Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. I like that the wheels spin on the AI.
Yeah, and then Mike gets to where he's going,
yep.
And he can sing. I'm glad there's not too much reverb on that. Have you heard of a maglev train?
A what?
A maglev train. It's a Japanese train.
Maglev train?
Maglev, M-A-G-L-E-V.
M-A-G-L-E-V, is that a magnetic train?
Mike, it is actually derived from the notion that it levitates on the track because of magnetic polarity.
Yeah, I've seen these. They go really fast.
They say that they go up to 300 miles an hour. They don't in real life because it's not safe. But I don't know if this footage is real or not.
Okay.
I choose to hope
you
it's
real. You can't trust anything.
I choose to hope it's real because I know that these trains have the ability to go very fast. If not, just enjoy the video of a guy. It looks like it was a reporter that might be covering a maglev train.
Yeah, I've seen this one.
Okay. Pretty remarkable.
I don't like the reaction. Where you smelled a rat a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. You want to see it again?
Right, yeah, roll
and
it
the
again.
Noise. It's too quiet.
I'm sorry, that's the reporter. I don't know. I don't know how I would react to seeing a 300-mile-an-hour train. I might react like that.
I would love. First of all, it's on my bucket list. Yeah. I really would love to. You get these cruise things that come down the pike about Japan, and one of the elements of this particular cruise was actually getting on a magnetic train like that. I think around Osaka, and it was just it looks so cool. I'd like to believe it's real.
I'd like to go to Japan just for revenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's
Are you
close
talking
with
about
this.
World War II?
Never forget, Mike. Okay. Let's close with this. Do you love Shark Tank? Everyone does.
No, I don't.
Josh?
I sent in an application 2 days ago.
Was it for your inflatable truck?
Yes.
So
you have an idea for Shark Tank?
I'll share it on the bonus show.
Oh, my God.
Can't
really?
Wait.
The man never stops.
He doesn't.
No, I've been working on something. About 10 people know.
Oh,
Rob's
wow.
one of them. I'll share on the bonus.
That's
show.
Exciting.
So let us close with this, Mike. This was my favorite episode of Shark Tank ever.
Okay.
Next up are entrepreneurs who believe their product is cooler than the rest.
Our brake pads are made with a non-corrosive poly plate.
Okay, so wait. You went so over the top with nonsense, it is everything but a legitimate product. And for those reasons, I'm out.
What my associate is trying to say is that
Our new brake pads are really cool. You're not even going to believe
Where
it.
Where is your proof of this? What study do you have?
Hey, I tell you what. You can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
I'm out. I find your presentation is exhausting and complicated.
Barbara Corcoran.
No, I mean, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a butcher's ass, but then, no, it's got to be your bone.
Wow. It works. It works.
Yeah, it does.
You guys want this or American Gladiators?
Gladiators, of course. That is your beautiful video, everybody.
Oh, very, very good. All right, that's it. Listen, everybody, we are taking one of those fabulous long weekends. We're going to have the bonus show this week at a earlier time for you, I believe. Are we? Or are we running it on Friday? What are we doing? I never know what we're doing.
Bonus show always comes out. We did move it to an earlier time a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Friday, yeah. Midnight, it hits your podcast feed.
Friday,
and we will be back on September 10th.
September 10th, join us, 2027.
We'll be in our inflatable cars.
That's it. It will all be AI. Thank you.
Yes, Thursday off.
We appreciate it. Thank you for listening and watching on YouTube. We appreciate it. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and like everything we do. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you supporting this show. And if you're doing a lot of Amazoning this week, a lot of people are, according to
school supplies.
School supplies. Do it through the TMOSpodcast.com. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Sirocco, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown and I studied him.
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.